Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. So we'll stay with Morning Edition on WILL AM. A morning of classical music begins on FM 90.9. Just ahead on Morning Edition, attacks on undocumented immigrant day workers have frustrated police agencies for years. Workers carry wads of cash and rarely report the crimes. Now banks have been stepping in to help undocumented immigrants open bank accounts. Mostly cloudy today with a high of 35 degrees. Some snow expected tonight, 1 to 2 inches accumulation, the low around 9 degrees, and winds up to 30 miles an hour. Partly sunny skies tomorrow, a slight chance of snow in the morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon, colder conditions, a high of 11, wind chill readings of 5 to 15 below, 28 in Danville, 31 on Friends Plaza, 34 on Friends Plaza, 31 in Decatur.
The race for governor promises to be the major political contest this year in the state of Illinois. On Thursday, you'll have a chance to hear from all four Republican candidates hoping to be their party's nominee. Join the League of Women Voters of Illinois and Illinois Public Broadcasters for Decision 2014, the live statewide debate for the Republican gubernatorial primary. Tune in Thursday night at 7 on WILL-TV, AM 580, and FM 90.9.
NPR's business news begins with a film phase-out. Paramount Pictures will be the first major Hollywood studio to stop releasing movies on 35mm film. The Los Angeles Times reports the motion picture studio is now distributing its films to U.S. theaters in digital format only. Oscar-nominated The Wolf of Wall Street is Paramount's first movie to be distributed entirely in a digital format. Its last movie on film was Anchorman 2. The legend continues. In a robbery, what a robber can most easily put to use is cash, though with debit cards, credit cards, and e-commerce, people are carrying less of it. But there's one segment of society that still deals largely in cash, and that's undocumented immigrants. Gang members know that, and they know their victims are unlikely to report a crime. NPR's Laura Sullivan begins her report in a police car.
It's Friday evening in Langley Park, Maryland. Officer Juan Damian drives his patrol car past fast food restaurants, discount stores, and Hispanic groceries. This is a gateway community, a portal, where thousands of immigrants start when they first come to the States, sometimes legally, often not.
Well, the majority of the people up here are Hispanics. There's more men than women, and you know, a lot of them are undocumented.
Damian suspects at least two-thirds of this community is undocumented, and that has made it a magnet for robberies over the years.
He comes to an area like this here and get off the car, see people walking down the street, ask them for the money and rob them for whatever they have, get in my car and leave because they don't call the police.
Damian says gangs know undocumented day workers are lucrative targets. Their pockets are often stuffed with a day or even a week's worth of wages. On this evening, the sidewalks are filled with men walking slowly, carrying coolers and lunch bags, wearing construction boots and dust-covered jeans. Some have orange vests in their hands and hats covered in paint. Officer Damian says some of them will even carry $1,000 or more in their pockets, a month or two of work, because they are afraid to leave it where they live. Many undocumented workers live in apartments with a dozen or so others. The street term for these men is walking ATMs. Damian watches them out the car window.
The people that you see, it's funny. Just, I want to say, up here is special area. It's very different. Different kind of crowd.
Damian is not concerned with their immigration status. He's concerned with stopping sometimes deadly assaults and robberies. He says he will never ask a victim whether or not he or she is here legally, but it's been hard to build that trust. So he and community leaders have come up with other ideas. They've beefed up patrols, trained other officers to understand it is possible for a man wearing dirt-covered pants to carry hundreds of dollars in cash. And they've been turning to local banks.
You know, we've been working to enroll people and to open bank accounts for different individuals.
George Escobar is the director of Health and Human Services for Casa de Maryland, a local advocacy group. Casa de Maryland has been holding seminars for immigrants. He invites all the local banks.
Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Capital One, PNC, basically you name it, any institution that's serving the community. Banks have been happy to partner with us because they have a big and an easy base to really come and do a lot of bank account enrollment.
Because this community is a portal, new people are always coming. So Escobar says they constantly schedule new seminars. On some nights, banks will enroll hundreds of new customers.
The demand is overwhelming. All of our clinics, the bankers are completely busy and can barely deal with the demand of people that are coming to enroll with them.
It's actually not illegal for undocumented immigrants to open a bank account. Lots of foreigners bank with U.S. financial institutions. Immigrants need their passport or ID and a U.S. taxpayer identification number, which you can get regardless of your status. The bank account efforts mixed with community policing seem to be working. Numbers are hard to come by for a crime victims are afraid to report. But known robberies, at least, have been cut in half in the past 5 years in this one area. And police say the number of arrests are up too, meaning immigrants have come forward to describe their attackers. Dora Escobar, who's not related to George, came to the United States several decades ago from El Salvador and now owns 9 popular check cashing businesses. People mill about inside buying phone cards and talking. She says she worries about her customers at night and hopes they open bank accounts. Yeah, it's worrisome, she says, but with an ID, they can open their own accounts. Escobar says she's appreciative of the recent police efforts to protect the people in the community. But most undocumented workers still do not trust the police. It's working, she says, but there's more work to be done. Community leaders hope if they can get the cash out of people's pockets, it will keep the entire community safe, whether they are here legally or not. Laura Sullivan, NPR News.
And today's last word in business is the fixer. People in the Bay Area are familiar with San Francisco's many complicated parking laws and the very expensive consequences of disobeying them. Nearly half of all parking tickets are dismissed in court, but fighting a ticket takes time and some knowledge. Now there's an app for that. David Hagarty started Fixed, an app that fights parking tickets for you. He thought it up after a very tiring morning.
I came back from paying, I think it was 4 separate parking tickets, 2 of which I think were a little questionable. And I came back to my car and found another 2 on the windscreen.
Hagarty contested those tickets and won. And once he figured out how easy it is when you do go to court, he wanted to help other people do it too. Here's how it works. You give the app details about your parking ticket and send photos of your car. And the app finds one of its parking experts to fight that ticket so you don't have to. If your advocate wins, you pay 25% of the cost of your ticket to Fixed. If the advocate loses, you pay nothing, except the ticket, of course. For the moment, the app is only available in San Francisco, where it has been so popular there's currently a wait list. Fixed will soon be expanding to other cities to fight parking tickets everywhere. And Hagarty says he's already getting pleading emails from drivers in L.A. And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Capitol Records with the Beatles' The U.S. Albums Box Set. 13 albums presented in both mono and stereo in replica miniature LP packaging, now at Amazon. From Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles. At 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And from CarMax, offering more than 35,000 used cars and trucks. Online and in stores from coast to coast. Learn more at CarMax.com. This is NPR.
I'm Robin Young. Next time on Here and Now, new and controversial thinking about drinking and women. For instance, unless they have a serious problem, don't quit, cut back.
Reducing the number of drinking days is something that's kind of anathema in our country. We say, oh, if you have a drinking problem, you should be abstinent forevermore.
Next time on Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston.
Weekdays starting at noon on AM 580.
A 59, oh, A morning, an hour of reporting with the BBC is coming up next. And a special broadcast of State of the Reunion at 10 for today's Dr. Martin Luther King holiday. Mostly cloudy skies around Champaign-Urbana today with a high of 35 degrees. Winds up to 15 miles an hour. Snow accumulating tonight, 1 to 2 inches possible. The low around 9 degrees. Wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of snow in the morning. Mostly sunny in the afternoon. The high around 11 and wind chills 5 to 15 below. Mostly cloudy Tuesday night with a low around 1 below. Wind chill readings 5 to 15 below. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with a slight chance of snow. The high around 22 degrees. Mostly cloudy Wednesday night. The low 3. Thursday, partly cloudy skies. Thursday, high around 9. The low Thursday night around 3 below. 28 in Danville, 31 in Decatur, 28 at Willard Airport, 35 degrees right now on Friends Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's coming up in a minute past 9 o'clock. Again, BBC News is next.